and we will now move to the principles of disclosure. However, we're going to take a... So I'm going to welcome Michelle and Mariella, and apologies, first of all, we swapped you around and now we're not even making an awful lot of time for you. However, what I'm going to suggest we do, well, in fact, it was Ada's suggestion, is that we're really going to just focus on the questions that have been asked, because it is really about how we do the outreach strategy. So the focus is on the outreach strategy without going through all of the slides. However, I will hand over to, who's going to start? Mariella, Michelle?
So we were going to give a brief overview of what's in the discussion paper and how it fits in with our disclosure initiative, but in the interest of time, it may be best to just give an overview of our outreach activities and then hand over the questions.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
So, well, we published a discussion paper last week. The discussion paper is titled Principles of Disclosure. It has a six-month comment period ending on the 2nd of October of this year, and we are currently starting to plan the outreach activities for this document. And it is in connection with these activities that we would like to seek your views around the key messages to be conveyed in the outreach, and also on any comments or suggestions that you might have on the type or format of the outreach activities. As you know, the goal of the outreach activities in any of the documents that we published is to raise awareness of the documents and to encourage high-quality responses. Having high-quality responses is key for us to be better prepared on the deliberations that follow the comment period. To have this high-quality feedback, we are planning to reach out a wide range of stakeholders, including accounting firms, preparers, users, standard setters, and regulators in different jurisdictions. In the case of standard setters, we have some of them have already expressed interest in having ISV staff participating in workshops or other outreach events that they will be organizing with the stakeholders in their jurisdictions to gather input for their own comment letter to us. And we will be considering participating in those outreach events as opportunities arise. In the case of the outreach with users, we are planning to reach out targeted individuals as well as user groups. We will make sure we have a good balance in terms of jurisdictions and types of investors. And we are also planning to have at least one roundtable with investors by the end of the coming period. Last but not least, we are also planning of having discussions with advisory bodies of the board, such as ASAF, CMAC, and GPF. I didn't mention this at the very beginning, but this discussion paper forms part of the disclosure initiative. The disclosure initiative is a portfolio of research and implementation projects that falls within the better communication label that the board will be working on in the next few years, hence the relevance of this document. And with all this in mind, we would like to ask you whether you have any strategic advice around the key messages to be conveyed during the outreach and on any other comments or suggestions around the outreach activities that we could incorporate, take on board in this initial outreach plan. Thank you.
Thanks very much and for that short introduction. So really it is that the slides, so it's slides 8 and 9, really do we have comments, ideas about whether those are the right messages to convey and or the right people and means of reaching those people? Comments. And this was discussed at the investor breakfast this morning, including with outreach of some of the other subjects as well. And one of the things that was raised was around doing some form of webinar in addition to some of these. So I don't know if people have thoughts around that and how we engage with some people who potentially don't necessarily want to turn up to events or actually detail write submissions. I'm going to say this, a slightly younger generation of the average age of us sitting around this table. You're worn out. You're hungry. No comments.
Simon.
Mary.
Not a comment, but maybe a different way to prompt some thinking about this. Questions like, take off your hat of sitting around this table and just say, where would you expect to hear about this from? You know, what kind of event or via what communication channel? And is there maybe a different group than the setting in which you normally have a discussion, whether that's at a national institute or, you know, within, looking across the table, James, within your network or something? Is there a different kind of setting where, in order to form your views about the response, you'd find it helpful to have the interaction of some other kinds of stakeholders, or just a different way to get some thinking around something that's new?
Roxana?
To save it from our side, because we had the guidelines on the performance measure, I think on that particular topic we are actually this year collecting a lot of information of what we could have seen in practice, so we can help on that.
Any other thoughts? Hitotaki.
Just simple comment on that. From the preparer's point of view, well, disclosure is always costly. So cost and the benefit and the cost analysis should be incorporated in this kind of disclosure principle. So what purpose what sort of outcome would be expected by preparing this kind of disclosure? That sort of questions could be definitely necessary when we discuss disclosure. So, if possible.
Thank you, Hidetaki. And certainly, some of the discussion this morning was around, I mean, the objectives of this document are both, or as I understand it, and I may well have this, it is a discussion paper on disclosure issues, both as it affects the users and the preparers, as well as providing guidance to the board. And certainly we talked this morning around ensuring that any messages, any outreach are particular to the group that we're talking to, so that if there is stuff that is around the board and the internal, well, how do the board think about disclosure issues? As we said at the meeting this morning, then maybe the investors aren't particularly interested in that aspect of the discussion paper, and therefore, you know, it's really important to get the discussion focused to engage people. And I think that that's, and so interested in others, and I think that goes with what you're saying there, Hidetaki. Garth.
I'm just interested in the relative interest in a topic as between discussion papers and exposure drafts. And so while we might be considering the key messages to be conveyed, I suppose to me my bigger concern is that how do we engage, or does ISB engage with sufficient number of people? And a broad number of people might not normally be interested in discussion papers and so won't be providing comments.
And Garth, I guess that's the core question that they're asking, is how do we make that happen? And your suggestions is to make that happen. So, yeah. Linda?
Yeah, this morning when we had the discussion on materiality, and I see on slide 5, it's part of this initiative. Somehow I just think on all the things that we do, we need to make sure that we tie them together so that we don't start down one journey and then have to do some rework, or we could have done something more effectively if we had linked them together.
That's a very good point. Ida, can I ask the question. Are these questions on Slido as well? Because I think you're jet lagged is the wrong word, sort of worn out a bit and need something to eat. So maybe we'll put the questions onto Slido as well. And I would encourage you either over lunch or this afternoon to have a think about that and provide any feedback you've got through that way as you think some more. And Gavin's got the answer. Somehow I'm just not focusing on the things down here, am I?
Okay. All right. Gavin.
So I guess you may not want me to say this, I'm going to, right? clearly the world's been waiting for quite a long time for this, and there is a risk that the world will be disappointed with this, and hence the engagement you get and the traction you get is not what you need it to be. You know, when I read through the principles, they're all great, but they don't tell me anything I don't already know or indeed try and practice by and large. I know I'm special, Sue, in many ways. I guess, trying to turn that round, I guess sort of my reaction is, actually, you need to do whatever you can to bring this to life. Because it's only by bringing it to life that I think you'll get the engagement that you'll find helpful. I don't know what I mean by bringing it to life, but I mean an obvious example could be, you know, using some examples of best practice, which you may be reticent to do as a standard setter, but I think you probably need to. You may need to, you know, bring this to life in terms of give some, you know, examples as to actually what the board would do in implementing some of these principles, and be quite controversial on those examples that you base and be provocative on the examples you put up. I think the danger is unless you do something along those lines, then you may just get quite a long yawn from people in terms of the document, which wouldn't be fair, and it definitely wouldn't be helpful in terms of what you're after. So I don't know if that's a helpful comment or not, but that's what it's meant to be. So.
Anything further? Okay, you probably haven't got quite as much out of this as you were hoping. However, I think that there has been some feedback there. And as I say, I do encourage people to add to the Slido in terms of their comments. It's on there now. Thank you. So add some comments. However, I think that some of those things about bringing it to life, making sure that it does go with the materiality, that it's not seen as something completely separate, and having it absolutely focused is probably, you know, for the particular participants. Yeah. And really perhaps think about just doing something in creative ways that more suits your generation than the generation sitting around this table. Other than you two. Sorry, Ada. Okay, on that note, it is now 1:05.